Thank you very much. I think I want to change the gear to back to the U.S. I want to talk about the water and water use and the grain yield in maize hybrids under limited irrigation. That's the also it's the research we did in Texas High Plains. Well, Texas High Plains is also is the I think farm size is probably bigger than Africa, but still is family-owned farm. Even the only difference is we have more acreage than the Africa, but it still is family business. That's probably maybe appropriate for this global agronomy. So I want to give you some background of the maize yield and production in the Texas High Plains. This is the Texas map. You can see the this is the area I'm working on is the Texas High Plains. We have more than 50% of corn production of the state of Texas. That is because I think pretty much is because of irrigated irrigation practice there in there. This is one of the major irrigation practice in the world. I think it's pretty much similar in Nebraska. If you look at the yield of the corn in last 40 years, I have three lines here. This is our research and demonstration. This is the high plains here is 26 counties here up the panhandle. This is average the county line county level yield in last 40 years. So this the bottom line is the national level in last 40 years from 1975 to 2011. Well, you can see all these three lines match pretty well. It's every year. You look at sorry, I use the acres bushels per acre. In last 40 years, you pretty much increase the 2 bushels per acre of yield each year. If you look at the also in our research and demonstration is always is higher than the county level as well as the national level. I think part of the reason is we are probably the smaller plots research. Also is some demonstration is probably the one of the best of the farmers field. If you well manage, you still can get very good yield, but the county level is still pretty low, which this can give us some gaps there to improve our management as well as the genetics. I think both genetics and management contribute the yield increase in last 40 years in our corn. Well, with this high yield of corn there in Texas Panhandle, that is because we have relied on the irrigation. So each year we have 1.3 million acre feet, is 176 million cubic meter of water is used in the corn irrigation. So that is the corn irrigation is 90% of total agriculture input, agriculture water use. So if you are producers there, if you have water, most likely you will use water for corn. It's because of corn the water use efficiency is very high, but you need some water. Once you get the water use efficiency is high. So the water is major is from the Oglala Aquifer in the center of the nation. This is one of the biggest aquifer in the U.S. I think in south part of the country, we are not as lucky as in Nebraska. You still have some recharge there, but in south part of Oglala, it's almost no recharge, which means if you use up the water, you use up. So I think if you look at the future, is we probably will see the reduction of the current irrigation levels in next 50 years, 100 years. So in the future will be the limited irrigation. So thus we must develop the management strategies to deal with how we are going to, can we still grow corn? If we can grow, we have to use the less water. Yeah, this graph shows in the last 50 years, the changes of the irrigation situation there, in terms of in the high plains, in terms of irrigation well, the volume, the pumped per well, and the irrigated area. You can see the well numbers is pretty much staggering in last few years, in last 10 years, 15 years. The irrigation area acreage is also is decline. The well capacity is also decline. Based on the experience in last few decades, every major drought happened, the producer's well will reduce. Well capacity will reduce, but once it's reduced, it will very difficult to recover. So that's the current problem. Well, with this background, is our research is pretty much the goal is can we still achieve the high yield with the limited irrigation? This is one question we have to address. Another thing is we want to conserve as much as irrigation water as possible while increase the maintain and increase water use efficiency. So with this goals there, in terms of what we do specifically is we want to determine the yield performance, water use and water use efficiency. Also we want to identify the best hybrids and the planting densities. Also we want to see, we want to better understand the physiological attributes of yield determination on the water stress. Also, with all this together, we want to develop the best management strategies to address the limited irrigation. So we also may need to work with the economists to address the economic returns and profitability. Well, in this particular study I'm talking about here is I want to report 4 years data from one of the research stations from 2011 to 2014. We did a 4-year study with the commercial hybrids. First 2 years, we have 4 hybrids. Next 2 years, we have 6 hybrids, all the Syngenta hybrids. We include the conventional hybrids as well as the new drought tolerant hybrids, they called artesian hybrids. The relative maturity is anywhere from 106 days to 114 days hybrids. So this is a small plus study. So we use three densities, 6, 7, 8, and almost 10 plants per square meter. So we grow them under PVD, 3 irrigation levels. It's we shoot for 100%, 75%, and 50% ET requirement. That's based on the ET requirement, how we schedule the irrigation. So normally we plant the corn there in middle of May, sometime in late May. The data collection includes we did the soil water balance, calculate the seasonal ET. Also, we collect the yield component, harvest index, and also we calculate the water use efficiency, the yield over the seasonal ET. Because the Texas high plains, the panhandle is pretty flat. All the plots is pretty flat, means there is no deep percolation and runoff. So pretty much the ET is the soil water depletion plus irrigation plus the seasonal rainfall. Well, let's look at some results in last 4 years from 2011-2012, these 2 years is drought year. 2011 was the historic drought in the Texas history. I think in the total growing season, we only probably get less than 8 inches rain. It's almost no rain, effective rainfall in 2011. 2012 is pretty similar, but few inches more, but pretty much is dry as the normal. 2013 a little bit better, and 2014 is much better. 2014 we got the growing season get almost 300 millimeters rainfall. 213 is probably around 200 millimeters. The long-term average is probably around 250 millimeters of seasonal rainfall. then let's look at the irrigation effect on yield. Yeah, if you, that's very significant across the 4 years. You can see if you increase your irrigation level, you will increase your yield. However, in these 4 years, we have 2 years is the 175 EP requirement level. The yield is statistically the same as the 100% EP. So, which means if we reduce the irrigation about 20%, 25%, we probably still can get the similar yield as the full irrigation. But the first 2 years, 2011, 2012, is because we're very extreme, very dry years. Yeah, the highest irrigation level gets the highest yield. However, across all these years, if you reduce your irrigation level to only meet the 50% of ET requirement, yeah, you will have very low yield. Well, the 2013, 2014 is better, is because of the, we have more rainfall. So this yield is, I think at this 50% ET level of yield is probably still kind of comparable with Midwest rain-fed corn yield. But in the Texas panhandle, this kind of yield level is probably not economic. But this level of the yield, the 75% ET, is still economic. So it's probably, maybe we can save some water to maximize the water use efficiency. Well, this is the seasonal evapotranspiration, the same thing. Always, if you increase the yield, you increase the seasonal ET. That's pretty much consistent across the years. But if you look at the water use efficiency, well, 2014 data, we only have two hybrids, so that's what I don't use the 2014 data. But the first 3 years, if you look at, we have 2 years, 75% irrigation level have the highest water use efficiency. So that is the, this also, even the water use efficiency here is lower, but it still is probably only 10% of lower. Well, what about the hybrid effect? Yeah, we, because the commercial companies is been promoting this drought tolerance hybrids in the last few years in Monsanto, Pioneer, Syngenta, they all have the drought tolerance hybrids. This is Syngenta hybrids. These two hybrids is the they have the pretty similar maturity date. It's only different. This hybrid is Artesia drought tolerant hybrid. So what we found is, yeah, under if the irrigation level is higher, you probably won't see much difference in two hybrids. But when you under drought conditions, this drought tolerance corn is a little bit higher yield. So that's pretty significant. The yield benefit is about 10%. Also, is the there is an interaction between planting density and hybrids. This new drought tolerance hybrids, they can tolerate high densities. So which means for drought tolerance hybrids, you probably need to use a higher density as the conventional hybrid. Well, in summary of this few years study, we see is if we want to save irrigation water to sustain a high yield, maybe 75% of the EP requirement is maybe attractive there in the practice. Lower than this level probably is kind of risky. The drought tolerance hybrid is also shows significant yield benefits. You look at the average 9% of the yield benefit under water stress, but there is no yield penalty on the well watered conditions. So also we found the new drought tolerant hybrids, they are kind of tolerant high planting density. You probably need the higher density for your corn. So we start and welcome any questions.
there a question over here? Rabbi.
Yeah, did you do any economic analysis
with
respect to the
No, we haven't done that. Yeah, I think I need to work with our economists to do the numbers, see what's going on.
You suggested that the drought-tolerant varieties should be planted higher population. Any recommendations or suggestions?
Well, the Syngenta's highest density is 40,000 per acre. I think if I'm a producer, I probably use a little bit lower. But I think under limit on the drought conditions, probably you don't want to use less than more than 30,000. That's probably I think maybe 40,000 is too high. But I don't know how the producers use their but the irrigated farmer is pretty much in our areas anywhere from 32,000 to some farmers they may use 60,000, but that's just too.
Really?
Yeah, I have a farmer. I heard of various farmers there use 60,000.
Is that right?
but his yield level is 400 bushels.
Oh, okay.
It's not the 200 bushels level.
The economic analysis of that one.
Yeah, but
yeah.
That's, I don't think that's what huge the acreage probably only.
Or got the seed.
Yeah.